the more of less. Finding the life you want under everything you own. Author, Joshua Becker. Good riddance. Unlike what many people might think of when they hear the word, minimalism is about the space that had been opened up to make room for new possibilities. It's the intentional promotion of things we most value and the removal of anything that can distract us from them. There is more joy to be found in owning less than can ever be found in pursuing more. Misconceptions about minimalism. Minimalism is about giving up everything. Minimalism is about living with less, and less isn't the same as none. Focus on what you value, and get rid of what you don't. By removing physical distractions, you will be able to focus on greater priorities. Minimalism is about organizing your stuff. Organizing your stuff without removing the excess is only a temporary solution. Also, it doesn't solve your debt problems. It doesn't turn back your desire for more, and it accomplished little in paving the way for other changes. By contrast, the act of removing possessions from your home accomplishes all of these purposes. Minimalism your way. There are two things you need to know about minimalism. First, there are far more people pursuing minimalism than you think. Second, minimalists do minimalism in an amazing variety of ways. You can shape your minimalism based upon your purposes. Success versus excess. Our society applauds success, but it is also fixated on praising excess. Magazines overexpose the details of the lives of the rich and famous. News publications rank people according to their net worth, those who have the most fulfilled lives. Often, it is those who live quietly, modestly, and contently with a simple life who are the happiest. The fog of consumerism. As a society, we're captivated by the glamour of goods for sale, regardless of whether we need them or would enjoy them for long if we had them. The reason for this is that we are part of a consumption-oriented society. Consumerism never really delivers on its promise of fulfillment or happiness. Instead, it steals our freedom and results only in an unquenchable desire for more. The want within. The reasons for buying too much could be many, but they all have the same fatal flaw. You're looking to material possessions to provide what you can only get somewhere else. But once you get to the why of your unnecessary purchases, then possessions will begin to lose their power over you. You'll be able to find real happiness and pursue significance in your life through minimalism. Pursuing security. In our society, too many of us believe security can be adequately found in the personal ownership of possession. Though this might be true to some extent, the list of possessions we truly need is quite short, and most of us already have these things. Rich relationships with your family and friends can not only give you joy, but also make you feel safe in a web of care. At the same time, you will be contributing to their sense of security and satisfaction too. Social norms. Because we live in a culture that normalizes the pursuit of appearances, possessions, and selfish gain, feelings of awkwardness and shame arise within us when we do not measure up in these areas. We are getting embarrassed over the wrong things. Social norms and acceptance aren't really what we should be embarrassed about. Change your view of what's acceptable and what's normal, and you'll be freed from embarrassment and freed to make more of a positive change in this world. Contentment. Is it possible that we have been taught to look for contentment in all the wrong places? What if contentment is actually found in the opposite place from where we have been looking? What if the more we give away, the less we need? Generous people have less desire for more. They find fulfillment, meaning, and value outside of acquisition of possessions. Troubleshooting. As more and more clutter leaves our homes, we eventually stand face to face with those items we have put off until the end. The most common categories of items people have difficulties with as they minimize their homes are books. You can start minimizing your book collection by dividing it into three categories. A, an outdated reference books, which you need to get rid of because you can find anything you need online. B, books you have never read and are never going to, and by removing these books, you will no longer feel burdened by all the books you should have read. And C, books you've already read. If they are books you often use or regularly recommend, then keep them. If not, remove them from your book collection. Technology. Technology should make our lives easier by solving problems quickly and more efficiently. But if our technology isn't solving specific problems for us, it's only adding to them. Cars. Unless you live in a location with convenient public transportation, you will likely need to own a vehicle. But that doesn't mean you need to own the vehicle that marketing teams are encouraging you purchase. When it comes to cars, trading down can actually be trading up, if it allows you to pursue things that are more important. Houses. There are many reasons why you should buy a small house rather than a big one. Smaller houses are less expensive and easier to maintain and sell. Also, they encourage family bonding. Experiment. Experimentation is a powerful tool you can use in developing your own expression of minimalism. The idea is simple. If you aren't sure what you want to get rid of something, live without it for a while and then decide whether it's necessary to you or superfluous. The minimalist family. Just as you find minimalism freeing and life-giving, so will your spouse and kids. They too can become less stressed, more content, and better positioned to pursue their dreams. Sharing minimalism is one of the greatest things you can do for them. Partners in less. When introducing the idea of minimalism to your spouse, you might find some resistance. Here are some tips to help you find a common ground. First, talk. Explain what minimalism is and why it attracts you. Start with your own stuff and minimize as much as you can without treading on shared territory. Modeling is an important tool. Likely, there are some commonly used areas in your home that you can both agree need decluttering. Munchkin minimalists. It might be more difficult to be a minimalist with kids, but it is also more important. Children who don't learn to set boundaries for themselves too often become adults who don't set boundaries for themselves. Begin by describing minimalism in simple terms. Explain why you and your spouse are choosing to embrace a lifestyle of less as well as the benefits you are hoping your family will receive from it. Before the nest empties. We can't say it's often easy to divert teenagers onto a path of minimalism. They are more apt to resist, yet help them establish habits of living more simply is a crucial goal for remaining few years you still have them at home. But always remember, your relationship with them is more important than where you are on the road to minimalism. Don't settle for less. If all we do is minimize our lifestyle without taking advantage of the dividends of time, money, and freedom that minimalism yields, then it would be like contributing regularly to a retirement investment account during your career and yet never spending the money on your retirement. Now that minimalism has set you free, start pursuing your greatest passions and most cherished dreams. Go for it. Finally, instead of pursuing only objectives that benefit you, make sure you are also doing good for others. This is the more of less. Our contribution to this world can be measured by something more meaningful than the size of our house, the car we drive, or the designer label on our jeans. Our lives are going to have lasting significance in how we choose to live them, and how we enable others to live theirs.